Kalimnos, we do have you in our hearts and in our minds every day.
We're very passionate and parochial when it comes to Kalimnos.
It's part of how we grew up.
That's what we know. That's us.
We love Kalimnos, but home to live here.
Darwin is a paradise.
Darwin to Kalimnos.
Welcome to Darwin.
When the first immigrants was supposed to come to Australia, most of them was part of the diving sponges sort of experts. So Australia have invited, especially in Darwin, divers to come and work at the pearls farms and pick up the shells from the deep water of Darwin and work in the sort of pearl farms. They couldn't get any divers in Australia, so they advertise of immigrants can come and get a job here. 48 to 52, after the war, right after the war. So some of them, I remember a number was about 8 or 10, have put their hands up because obviously, Australia, different country, more money, let's go there.
So a lot of people that migrated, that came to Darwin in the early years, they tried to do the diving for the pearl in the pearl industry. But the currents in Australia and the currents in Greece were very different. It was a lot more dangerous here in Australia.
Crocodiles, sharks, jellyfish, all the creatures we unfortunately have in tropics. And that wasn't the environment for them.
So a lot of the Kalimnos that were sponge divers and came to Darwin to do the diving thought, oh, I'm not going to do this because I'm not going to risk my life. So they ended up getting trades on the land.
We're supposed to be the divers for Darwin, but we become the developers of Darwin, building developers.
Oh, my brother was here. He came here in 54 with Haritos company, Haritos Brothers, working in pearls. But they didn't work properly. Fall off the business. They started working in the building site. And then my brother done all the applications and brought me back here in 55. I was preparing, dressing up the divers, cleaning up the sponge, looking after people, but I never diving. My brother used to diving. I was never diving because it's a risk, death and life on those days. My uncle is buried too on a small island in Libya. A small island, he's been buried, not buried, he threw me in 1919. That was my uncle, my mother's brother.
I told you something. The Kalimnia mother say, Isfugari, Itomari. You bring sponges or you bring your body. Your body means dead, no crippling. This is our mother. Everybody, Kalimnia. If you don't see the sea, you finish. You feel there. You feel there, We have to see a sea. She have to see sea. We love it. And then like a dangerous jobs. Always the dangerous jobs. Very tough life, rough life to me.
The sponge divers dance, that's very symbolic to my husband as well, because his father was a sponge diver, and my father's father and his brothers were all sponge divers, and one of my great uncles actually died while sponge diving. And my father's eldest brother, Theophilus Clonaris, he was the inventor of that dance, the famous sponge diver dance. He invented that dance back in the 1950s, And so that song, as soon as anyone from Kalymnos hear it, they know, you know, it relates to Kalymnos straight away.
The music, Gadda Yalesa, is the Sally fellas that does that, doing the Sally boats, you know, to go from Kalymnos to Africa down for Spanish. The beat say, Aganda Yalesa, Yalesa, Yalesa. You know, Mihani is for the diver song. In Mihani, the motors, is my mother. A rudder, wheel, to give them there, the compressor, you know, is my sister. And for the whole, all the songs for that.
This audio postcard was made by Story Projects for City of Darwin's International Relations Program. Production and sound design by Gaia Osborne. Executive production by Johanna Bell. Language consultancy by Alexia Kumpa. Music by Nisiotiko Xefantoma. Stories by
Tony Miaudis,
Maria Kalitsis,
Michael Milatos,
Bikina Pineris,
John Hillers,
Michael Halkidis,
George Vezanellis,
Saki Vezanellis,
Dodonis Pikos,
Kyriakos Kalikazaros.
Ονομάζομαι Μανώλης Χαρδακάρης.
Είμαι Μιχάλη Μπαϊράμι.
Κατίνα Μικαήλου.
George Mikaelou.
We acknowledge Darwin's first people, the Larrakia.